Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A year after Hezbollah started firing rockets on Israel, change in Lebanon may be coming. Endor International marks 40 years of gospel ministry among the deaf. Celebrations are unfolding. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. We'll begin today in Lebanon, where a year and a day ago, Hezbollah began firing on Israel, which was still reeling from the October 7th Hamas attack. Months of tit-for-tat rocket fire ensued. Then last month, Israel began a new level of strikes against the terror group. In the midst of targeted attacks on Hezbollah, one-fifth of Lebanon's population has been displaced. But Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says they see hope in this crisis from a passage in Isaiah.
Lebanon now is not anymore the Lebanon 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we had the Hezbollah having the upper hand. They were like the upper force in the government. They could prevent a president to come into power. They could do lots of things. But now, 2 weeks later, this force has been weakened in such a way their leaders is not there.
There's been a renewed call this week to fill Lebanon's two-year presidential gap. And Nuna says there's more the Isaiah 29 passage points to.
Then it says, in that day, the blind or those who are veiled will understand the words of the scroll. They will hear it and they will understand it. Which we believe is, like all these Muslim nations, especially the Hezbollah people, who have been under a veil, who have been indoctrinated. This is what we see. This is the reason for our hope now. It's like God is shifting the nation.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, gang violence in Haiti continues at a steady burn. Just last week, a gang attacked a community near Port-au-Prince, killing at least 70. On top of that, the neighboring Dominican Republic says it'll deport up to 10,000 illegal migrants per week. Many of them will be Haitians. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says in the midst of all of this, God is bringing hope and vocational skills to Haitian women through their feminine training centers.
They have to learn to start small and save some money to the side so they can buy more materials to keep going. They'll do whatever they can to help improve the lives of their family.
Sewing, cosmetology, baking, cooking, and handcrafts are all taught. Women also hear the gospel, some for the first time. The director of the program invests one-on-one in the women's lives.
Anyone that's kind of discouraged and not thinking they could do it, she encourages them to try and will even give them a scholarship to come if money seems to be the issue. And that opens the door to share the gospel and why we even do this. You know, why do we come and help these ladies? It's because God loves us and we want to love them and help them with their physical needs.
Scholarships make this all possible. If you'd like to help, we'll connect you at our website. And as Door International marks 40 years of gospel ministry among the deaf, they're hosting multiple celebrations around the world. In August, it was in Kenya. This month, it's in the United States. Door's president and CEO, Rob Myers, put some gospel stats behind their 40 years of ministry.
We're now seeing over 1,000 deaf churches planted over that period and over 3,500 deaf leaders trained. We've also been involved in one way or another in about 30 different Bible translations in different sign languages.
These accomplishments for the Great Commission are exciting, not just for any ministry, but especially so for deaf ministry.
There are very, very few deaf ministries that have been around this long. So just the faithfulness that God has had over these last 40 years is incredibly big.
Deaf ministries like Door face their own unique barriers in addition to the regular challenges of gospel outreach.
So if you think of issues that a ministry would have in a closed country and the challenges that are there, deaf people face those challenges, but they also face a number of other challenges that live on top of that, including stigmas and language deprivation and things like that.
Pray for the gospel going out to reach even more deaf communities.
Deaf people face the same barriers that anybody faces in any ministry context.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional called Making Waves, TWR's journey to reach the world for Christ through media. Connecting partners, media, and you, we hope it'll embolden God's calling in your own life. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.